Tony's gonna get that stuff for just a second.
All right.
This item started on July 14th. As you know, it was presented on the 14th, and the commission at that time deferred action on it because they wanted more information, including a plan on the details of the outdoor furniture, some of the landscape, and so the commission asked for an ARC meeting, Architecture Review Committee meeting, which was conducted on the 21st of July, and then additional details, it was agreed, would come back on the 28th. At that time, that information wasn't available, so as you know, that item, this item was deferred and rescheduled for this meeting. Since that time, I wanted to talk a little bit about, at least into the record, what happened at the ARC meeting. Mr. Hyde Griffin, the owner, presented the proposal at that time and really emphasized cleaning up that area, sort of new owner of the building, and wanted to create pedestrian appeal and activity in that area. And the current proposal at that time included mostly the outdoor furniture and other things that didn't necessarily affect the historic fabric of the property that's changed since then. There was also a discussion of other items that may include doors that you've seen in the past and fencing and lighting. Comments that evening included Commissioner Pham suggested a shorter fence. Commissioner Buffington asked about the consideration of installing half of the current proposed furniture, and the owner responded and talked about the economic viability of only having half of the proposed furniture. And as I mentioned, the more detail would be presented at one of the subsequent meetings on the proposal. Let's see. And that information has been gathered. I'll talk about that in a minute. There were really no strong objections of the information that was presented at the meeting at that time, but I'll kind of go through the list of what has been presented today, submitted today, and that included what you've seen in the past, the mobile coffee stand, tables, chairs, and umbrellas, details which you've just looked at, the landscape rock to stabilize the furniture. There was inclusion of fence and gates, as well as landscaping and lighting. And this has to do with the street tree lighting, which the Landmarks Commission would not take action on, but just lights that would be on the building itself. Additional items included, which have been mentioned in the past, there were three original front facade doors. There's just one now, so that has been altered. The owners would like that to come back, and they presented in the packet tonight, and they'll talk about that as well. Three aluminum doors, and as well as an additional new opening on the front facade on the northeast entrance for a new aluminum side door that would be, I believe, the entrance for a proposed new restaurant. And some of these items will be new to you, obviously, and are just presented tonight as information. And so I think that covers everything. Did you see any, hear anything that I missed or omitted?
Yeah. I think that about.
No, it's pretty much summarized in the letter.
The staff report from the past is in the packet.
Right.
I just want to mention that as well.
And most of us were at the ARC meeting, so. Would you like to add anything, or we can just launch right in?
We can launch right in. I did bring some of the original plans for the building, which I think puts things in context, particularly for the doors. But it's just fascinating going through some of these plans, and the idea is to maybe even frame them eventually and have them available for people to see. But I'll be happy to lay those out for you if you're interested in it.
That would be nice for the commission to see.
Put it to the table.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to put it down here?
That'd be great. We'll more room down here.
No.
Unfortunately, this is the room we're not used to.
Uh-huh.
But one of the benefits is we have a big flat table here, so people can feel free to move around.
Oh, this is great, yeah.
We also have an overhead mic system instead of the individual desk mic, so it's picking up all the ambient noise in the room, so you can move around and talk.
George Hanger is not here. He got kind of tied up. I'm the other owner. My name is Pat Ropes. So,
and my name's John Potter, and I'm with Northwest Planning and Development Services, and helping Pat and George out in terms of any additional permitting and approvals that are required for the building. What we've done, the format of this cover letter is intended to try to simplify things by enumerating the specific requests. And so the idea here is to try to identify those items that you're comfortable with, and then we can just move on. And if there's items that you need additional information, we're happy to provide that. If there's items that you just don't think is consistent with your charge, we'd like to understand that. And the idea here is just to go through it again, as Tony and Ruben have presented. The idea here was to provide a little bit more security, pedestrian-friendly sidewalk. Currently, it's dark through there. There's no street lights. If you come in the morning, it's littered. I found syringes on the property. And what we'd like to do is create a more a safe, inviting, and pedestrian-friendly environment. And that's what kind of spawned the idea of putting in a coffee shop. Try to bring in more people and along A Street. The other part is it's really been deferred maintenance. The Postal Service really has not kept taking care of the facility, both the building and the grounds. I think the city's very fortunate to have two owners who are very interested in the architectural integrity of the building, but at the same time, it's got to be a safe environment to visit. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to lease out. And that's the kind of the impetus for the landscape plan that you have in this packet. We engaged Fernie's Nursery. One of the reasons we wanted Fernie's involved is you have some shaded areas down there. The original thought was boxwood along the perimeter. Boxwood doesn't do as well in the shade. So and on top of that, Fernie's has on staff a landscape, I believe he's a landscape architect contractor with 30 to 40 years experience that we asked him to take a look at the site and offer suggestions in terms of plant materials. And that's reflected in this plan that's in this packet. Because this is a seasonal facility, there needs to be some security, and that's the reason why there's a wrought iron fence proposed along the perimeter of the site. It was suggested on the site visit that ought to be reduced. Originally, it was shown as 7 feet. We need to have it high enough so people just can't grab umbrellas and chairs and toss them over the fence. But what we're proposing is a 6-foot high wrought iron fence, black, along the perimeter. And then gates. The gates would be manufactured for this specific project. Also, in keeping with the, there are some suggestions in context with the type of limestone that make up the facade, make up the building. And so we try to utilize materials that are compatible with that lighter tan rock. And so the landscape rock that would provide the foundation for the tables and stability for circulation and foundation for the tables and chairs is a flagstone. It's lighter colored flagstone, readily available locally. All the materials that we've got in our packet are available, and we double check to make sure that there are materials we can actually obtain. Similarly, with the coffee stand, it has a similar tone of rock that would be on the facade of that structure. These are mobile units. They're not intended to be year-round use, but they're substantial looking, but light enough to move. Now, the other part of this package that we submitted, that's the landscaping side of things, are the doors. And originally, this post office was designed with three doors at the main entrance off of A Street. We brought the original plans in. In fact, I think we found some remodeled plans that were around 1930 that are in here as well. Somewhere along the line, the post office removed two of those doors and put in windows. And what we'd like to do is put the doors in very similar to the original design. They were plate glass windows. It's difficult to tell what the original color was, but we show both brass as well as a more of a muted color, again, consistent with the limestone color of the building. The idea there was to, originally George had opted for the brass. The architect thought that the, I'm trying to find a, it's one of those designer colors that I never remember. White, pueblo tan. That's the second to last page in your paper. For the doors, they're aluminum. They would be aluminum doors, but they would have this coating so that with the intent of trying to replicate what was originally the architect's design in the original post office drawings here. Now, I've kind of briefed through this quickly, in large part because I know you have questions and opinions. And I didn't want to short you on the time that we have remaining.
Okay, at this time I will open it up to comments and questions from commissioners.
Just to clarify, we're not being asked tonight to decide on the doors, is that right?
Well, we'd like to get the three doors at the main entrance of the post office approved. It's your discretion, obviously, if you have enough information to make that determination.
The staff report said we were not going to consider
it. Well, I said that, and if there's any more information that the commission needs.
I'll just jump in for a clarification point. We, at the time we released the staff report, we did not know that there would be additional information related to the doors. And so the staff report, as it was written last week, had a much narrower focus. So I will say that anything that the commission feels as though additional information is needed, then certainly identifying that information, we can go ahead and guide the applicant to bring that back to the commission. Anything that the commission feels comfortable with acting on the information they have, a motion would suffice, although... like I said, this kind of came in with some additional things we didn't anticipate. And so I guess it's at the commission's discretion. I think that perhaps it might be good for the commission to focus on the first things first, and then such as the outdoor seating and furniture, the landscaping, and the hardscaping, and the planting. There's a couple other things I wanted to point out, too, for the commission after reviewing this. The lighting in the trees, which was proposed in lieu of street lights, I think, that was received in some feedback from the ARC meeting, is not a reviewable item. That's something the commission typically wouldn't review or approve, so that's something that doesn't really need to be considered. Although I would say that the change there does show some responsiveness to the feedback that the commission gave. The other thing that that I'm not sure about is the mobile coffee stand. You know, in terms of a temporary structure, the only things that I think I would ask would be, you know, where the conduits to service the kitchen, you know, the syrup, the water, and so forth, and the waste, where those are coming from and how they're installed, and you know, is it going to be removed seasonally and put away? Because, you know, in a related example, for instance, we wouldn't typically review an espresso stand that was put in Tolleson Plaza, for instance, in the city.
No.
Either. And so I think that the first two questions, or first three probably, are the seating and furniture and the landscaping and planting and then the exterior fence and gates, which are all things that were discussed previously at the commission, and the commission requested additional information, which has been furnished as part of this package. And then the other things that either need more discussion or need more information, those can be discussed second. If that pleases the commission, I think that might...
Right. Well, I think since the doors were brought up at the ARC meeting and we have information now, we can at least broach that subject. But from the cover letter, what I'd like to begin with, I don't have any objection to a movable coffee stand. I just want to know how you service the four sinks there and deal with waste in that sort of situation. That would be interesting, and particularly when I look at the picture, you've got a gas meter right there where you want to put it.
Yeah, the gas meter would need to be moved. The sidewalks are, there's been some upheaval in the sidewalks, and the intent is to get those sidewalks repaired. I don't know if they're at a point where they become a safety issue, but it is an issue that we want to take care of. In conjunction with that, the idea is to bring in new service to the coffee stand through the from A Street, which is available off of A Street in context with water. Now, the waste is all disposable, hand carry off-site, with the exception of drainage, and that drainage would also be through a conduit off of A Street into the sewer system.
Okay, I don't know that that's an actionable item for us. I think the only details I would ask is that no penetrations be made into the base of the building,
no.
Or as long as it's movable, I don't think we have too many objections, or would not hear too many objections.
I only have one question in that regard, just as the way this is described. It's mentioned as being a wood frame with faux stone siding.
Code, you can't do that.
for me, that language does not imply mobile.
Okay.
That implies permanent. I mean, is this the intent that it's then on wheels?
Right.
The idea is it wouldn't be on wheels. It could be removed, forklift onto a flatbed if necessary. And I don't know if you've got thoughts in terms of leaving it there.
The way we're talking about
season,
building it, I don't, you know, it's going to be compatible with the building design-wise, architecture-wise, and stuff like that. It's going to be heavy. You know, I can't see it getting moved.
Well, that's
it's going to be a facility that if you needed to move it, you could. You know?
Yeah, there's a difference between mobile movable.
The way,
right.
Yes,
so,
it's movable.
Okay.
I think if we move that offsite once, that would probably be the last time.
Sure. That's the impression that I
get. And
I just want
to
make sure
it needs to be, because it's going to be inside the fenced area.
Sure.
I don't see, and if we build it, you know, like that building, I don't see any reason really to remove it.
Yeah, you could
open
just
it up.
You could just do it at an angle frame.
You know, there's certainly some nice days in the winter. You know.
And tile
casters,
that would be the logical way to build it.
Yeah, and that's it's the question of whether or not it's mobile or temporary.
Correct.
Kind of in its nature of its construction, and then whether or not that throws us into a different kind of category, whether that brings it into our purview for
I would say if it's an installation like that, then yes. I mean, the...
Because this description implies more permanence of that.
Right.
And it's like you said, if it's probably going to be there for an extended amount of time, and if you move it off, it's probably going to be moved once. That to me implies a more, well, not permanent, a more permanent installation. A
reversible installation, right.
Yeah, it's reversible, but it's not permanent. Yeah, I mean, it's somewhere in between rolling it into a storage closet and it being there from now until the end of time.
What is the pleasure of the commission? Do you believe this is an actionable item, or is it something you would just like to deal with when it actually transpires as far as putting in waste services in that location?
I think if we craft a motion that makes it clear that we're not approving any penetrations to the building, we'd probably be all right.
Yeah, that's the way I feel as well.
Okay,
may we continue on?
Sure.
Did you have
one question? You say penetration of the building, above ground, visible.
Correct.
I mean, if we need to go in for electrical or whatever, because we're still trying
below
to figure
grade,
out.
Below grade.
Below grade,
have,
okay.
Yeah, we don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Next item is tables, chairs, and umbrellas. And there are examples in the packet. Any discussion there?
I had a question because it said muted colors, and then the example in the packet is orange.
Well, it's a less intensive than what the original concept plan showed it with. It had multiple colors on the and contrasting colors. This is more of a, again, we went to Bargreens to see the availability of umbrellas, for example, and this is what we came up with. What we heard was to try to tone it down a bit, and that was the attempt to do that.
So, excuse me,
so,
in the not striped, but
solid
color.
Is that in fact the color that you guys are considering, or is there other color?
Well, it would be that tone, but yellow, green, orange.
Okay, so multiple colors. But kind of in that.
Yeah.
But not striped.
Not according to Bargreens, no.
It would look like this.
Yeah.
Not what's on here.
Right. But in yellow, green, and orange.
Yeah,
and
various colors.
Very muted. Okay. Kind of blend in sort of. Yeah.
Any other comments?
We won't make it look like a beach in Mexico. and don't want to.
Can we suggest colors for on the umbrellas?
It's a movable item. That's where I have, you know, items that can be moved. I have
these would be summer.
Less concern with than items that are permanent.
The middle of the winter, those won't be there.
I agree.
Please, go ahead. Both, either one of you.
Go ahead, Ken.
That would be my concern. We spend time talking about the color of the umbrellas, which could blow away in a windstorm, but we don't talk about the design and the shape of the semi-mobile coffee stand. That, I mean, obviously the fence, to me, and I don't want to move forward to the fence necessarily, but the fence obviously is attached to the ground, it's cemented in, it's there. It's, if we're talking about umbrellas, I have trouble we're not talking about that coffee stand, even though it's, I not suggest we go back to the coffee stand, but it does seem a little troubled by that, because it seems pretty permanent over, you know, 15 years as opposed to a two-year umbrella.
Right. Well, I just wonder how it would weather in our winters where it rains for 5 months.
The umbrella or this coffee stand?
The coffee stand.
Yeah. Wondering kind of
particularly,
like,
you know, it would have to be a more permanent frame than wood if left outside. But I'm going to leave those details alone.
Well, it seems to me that actually will also probably be something that you need to have, a building permit for it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have to go through.
Yeah, correct.
Through those channels.
Well, usually the guidelines for additions, and I know this is an addition, is you don't want it to look like the original. You want it to stand out as different.
Right.
I'd almost rather have it look more like a current coffee stand than something that matches the building.
I would agree with you. And when we get to the paving, I'll make that same item too, because it should not look like the building. It should be separate itself. But if you want to open that up, that's that's a perfect comment, because I believe that is the case as well, that it should differentiate itself. I mean, if they want to go and match colors with some of the trim in the building, I think that would be perfect, and it would be much simpler and much easier to do and much more mobile.
Can I just ask a question of the commission? It sounds to me like the actual furniture and including tables, chairs, umbrellas, that's not a huge concern of this commission. Maybe, and that can be, we can move on from that point. Then
that's what I'm hoping to do.
Can I ask
that's
a question before we move on?
Yes, please.
I did have a question about that, and I'm not entirely sure if this is the right time to ask this, and I'm also not sure if this is within our purview, so I apologize if it's not. But my question is, I was just wondering, because the and I guess it relates to the paving as well, but this is a large change for the landscape, and it's changing the use of this front portion of the building. And so, and I applaud that. I think if you could fill the tables and, you know, get a lot of people, I think that would be wonderful. My question is just, what happens if you don't fill a lot of tables, or what happens if this goes through, and then would this hinder use of the building if you don't happen to own it 10, 15 years from now? So that's why I'm saying I apologize if this is not within our purview. It's just a building use question, and I just...
I don't think it changes the use of the building, to tell you the truth.
It changes the use of the front of the building. Right now it's...
In design terms, but not land use terms, I think.
Right, that's the way I would approach it.
Because it doesn't change any of the access points to the building itself. It doesn't. All it really does is changes the landscape and the use of that landscape in front of the building.
Right.
And
just,
the short answer is this is not within our purview at all.
In terms of, I think that talking in planning terms, the allowable uses for the property, whatever they do moving forward is going to be compliant with zoning. There, I don't think that there's going to be any alteration or to the use of the building as far as the city's concerned that would hinder or change how the building could be used in the future, or whether or not that open space can be restored back to a landscaped, like a sloped grass space or anything like that. I don't think it will have an effect, but if it did, as long as it wasn't affecting the architecture of the building, generally speaking, it wouldn't be in the purview of the commission.
I don't think there is a use for the front at this moment. It's just empty space,
It's just extending. It's extending the sort of open space in front of the building. Is what it's doing.
It's a dog bathroom right now.
It's a dog bathroom,
yeah.
Right?
Now I
don't. It is that, and also transients or whatever you want to call them, come in there. Some of you may or may not know that there's a long, I don't know what you call it, the trench along the side,
yeah,
all the way around the corner, mm-hmm, this corner of the building.
A well.
I guess it starts from here.
It's
over. And
yeah,
it's just a garbage pit.
Yeah.
And people sleep there.
Yeah.
And it's just a mess. And what this does is, I think it turns completely unfunctional and pretty ugly sorts of landscaping that's going on out there into something that's really beautiful, and we'll maintain it. And I think it adds function where there is none,
right,
and provides a tremendous amount of security.
Yeah, I think, as a general kind of concept, I too kind of applaud what you guys plan on doing. I think it's really kind of trying to get down into some of the details of how it comes together. Because I think that the idea for the use of this is a pretty good idea, and it takes care of some pretty obvious problems, as you pointed out. So that's my opinion on it. So
I don't mean to intervene here, but I think if we have no objections or any other comments on tables, chairs, and umbrellas, I'd like to move on to landscape rock.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments there? Commissioner, we have two commissioners, and I'll start with Al Janabi.
Okay.
Commissioner Al Janabi first.
From this cage, is the whole area will be paved? The north and the south?
On both sides.
On both sides? The whole area will be paved?
Yes.
Oh.
Sean, is this the schematic that portrays the planting area versus the hardscaped area? Because it looks like you have beds here with the plants keep.
Yeah, the planting area, there's, I believe, 4-foot landscape areas along the perimeter of the of those two areas that you just referred to. And everything inside of that 4-foot area, well, in some areas it's going to be more than 4 feet because there's some trees that are proposed in there as well. But would be basically covered with this flagstone.
And to clarify, that's the extent of the paving, right? There's not a slab underneath that, like a solid concrete slab.
No,
okay.
No.
So with these set, how are these set?
Well, it would need to be. There's not a lot of grading required, but there's through use. There's been some mounding, particularly on the southeast side. So we'll have to grade that out. Typically, it's around 2-3% grade. And then, and I'm not sure there's even any need to remove any material there. And then probably some sand and drop the flagstone on top of it. You don't need a lot. There's not a lot of weight that's going to be on top of the flagstone.
There's quite a grade change. How is there going to be a wall? Is that whole thing going to be all the way level?
Well, there's going to be, because of drainage.
Probably somewhere around 3-4 feet.
Well, it's
not
about
quite that
actually,
much.
Well, if you look at this drawing, it is.
Yeah.
From north to south.
Yeah, but I'm counting from the center stairs to the south.
To the south.
A street. From the center to here is quite, it's probably somewhere between 3-4 feet total grade change.
Okay. Yeah. It may be that much. I didn't think it was more than maybe a foot and a half to 2.
No, it's
but
more
you,
than that.
You
I worked across the street for a year, so
okay.
I know this property
right.
very well.
Well, if you have planters that are around the perimeter, is that what
that's right.
you're in? So
they're going to have a wall?
Yeah, they'd have to increase the height of the planters to make it level.
Well, but the paved area doesn't need to be and shouldn't be dead flat.
No
and
have to have
if they have openings at both ends, then they have a problem.
Right.
Because it's 3 feet over about 100.
But this is what we need to have is the understanding of the details
yeah,
of how this is going to be installed.
Right.
It's where we've got a tremendous amount of detail here, but we kind of skipped the middle piece of it of having an actual plan that shows these sorts of things as far as.
So the planter actually will have to act as a retaining wall, correct?
Right.
At least partly here and here.
Well, now if I understand this, it's still just going to follow the natural contours, and that paving then just goes on that grade, you know,
right.
that slope of
so the
that
paving is
2-3%.
Yeah,
there will be
it's
some slope to the paving, and you're going to want some slope to that paving.
I know. I'm trying to understand if there's going to be any kind of retaining wall. I mean, is this where the loading dock is here?
The loading dock is down there. Yes.
So the wall there is in place.
Yes, it is.
And this goes all the way out to the sidewalk here, correct?
It does.
Okay. So there will have to be some kind of wall as part of the planter.
I don't believe it's going to be very high, but there will be some.
Okay.
If it followed the contour, you just need something to dye the paving into, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so the draining is just going to go into the ground between the pavers?
There would be a catch basin to catch any water from coming off the site, and then pipelined into the storm drain.
Okay.
This is just a suggestion. You may, and so the whole project doesn't seem look to be washed out. I would vary the colors of the paving to be different, to contrast with the actual vertical of the building, the vertical color of the building. When you try to make everything the same, it just washes everything out.
Okay.
And if you went to like a charcoal type stone, that would be quite elegant.
Mm-hmm. We'll consider it changed.
Any other comments?
Now you said there were going to be trees in there as well? Among the paved area, you said there were going to be trees.
Well, this is color coded, but there's a Irish yew between the between the
windows. But I'm asking, is there any trees inside the paved areas?
No.
Okay,
no.
I thought, I misunderstood what you said.
And just for the record, unless I'm mistaken, these are not the east and west ends, but rather the north
no,
and south
ends. No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's reversed.
No retaining wall on the sidewalk, no built-up planter. It's just the Japanese holly or whatever it is going to be Northern Beauty Japanese holly is going to be planted directly in the ground, and the sidewalk, then soil, and the Japanese holly,
no,
and then pavers.
No, I think they're going to need to do to dye that to make it look right. They're going to have to put, even if it's like a 4-inch curb around where that planter is, to dye the pavers into.
Well, I think if we're debating about what may or may not happen, it's starting to lead me to think that we
right.
don't have what we ask. I mean, we've got a lot of information. I like the project. I'm excited about the project.
Yeah.
But I think we're back to that. We're debating about what might happen, but that's not our job.
Yeah,
to debate about what might happen.
That's
my
plan.
Idea.
Those bloody architects, they just want details.
Yeah. We can give lots of feedback, but I hesitate to spend a lot of time debating about.
Oh, I know.
You know.
And I have a question about the maintenance and off-season. What's going to happen to this area for the 4 or 5, 6 months of the year when you don't have a coffee stand operating? What's going to happen to this area? It's just going to sit there? The tables and chairs are all gone? The umbrellas are gone?
Tables and chairs will probably still be there. And
you're going to sit out all year round?
Probably. We could pull them out, but they might very well be there, and the fence would be closed off. Right?
Yep. It's. I guess in contrast with what's there today.
At least at night.
Again, the whole idea is to create some security and keep it safe. This building will be leased out, and having personally worked in downtown Seattle. I know we had staff that were very apprehensive about leaving, for example, Smith Tower at night. We don't want those types of conditions to exist here. And so, Pat's right. There may be a desire to lock that fence if there's no usage of it. But the whole underlying motivation here is to try to create a safer environment for those people that live and work down here.
If I could talk about the surface of this thing, we're going to go down a little bit. You got to remember that what's out there is kind of a buildup over 100 years, right? I mean, I don't know how far you get down to the original grade on this thing. Maybe all the way to the sidewalk level, maybe lower. I don't have any idea. But we're not talking about building a big retaining wall or anything like that. You know, if we build a little 1-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch, 6-inch thing across the front, and we take the back down a little bit, and if we need to, you know, we're going to have tables and chairs out there, so it's not going to be like this. We're not going to have a patio that's like this. We're going to have a patio that's flat. Okay, so we go down a little in the back, up a little in the front, and if we need to, we'll terrace it. Okay? And that's probably what we end up doing.
I
didn't apologize. I didn't realize that you needed like engineering layouts and stuff like that on it. But I mean, that's what we're going to do. I mean, we're not going to just take the existing grade and, you know, certainly from being across the street on it, you know what that looks like. We're not going to take the existing grade, take off the grass and lay down tile or stone. We're not going
to
do that.
Yeah, you'll end up stripping 6 to 8 inches off anyway,
yeah,
just to get,
you know,
a decent substrate.
So if there's
papers.
It's front to back a foot or two, or foot. You know, we take it down 3 inches in the back and put it up 3 inches in the front and, you know, put a 3-inch terrace in the middle or something. I don't know. But we'll figure that out.
Well, I have another question. Can I add just real quick before we move on? If you don't know where the substrate layer is and if you don't know what is below grade, then I encourage you to find out before you start digging, because you're in a pretty high probability area for archaeological.
Absolutely. And we may already know that. I'm speaking out of turn. I've not been involved that
far. You might very well. I just wanted to say that. These plans do not match. The entrance has these curved tiers which lead to steps, but they do not show up on this plan. So
So, and these are part of the fabric of the existing entrance.
That is, that's correct.
So,
that's
why we have so many problems. We don't have an accurate plan of what you're proposing, because this doesn't even take those curves into consideration. They're not even on the plan.
Well, I may be a fault. What I'd ask for is more or less a schematic, not a full engineered and landscape architectural planting plan. It was intended to give you an idea of the type of plant materials and the location of the plant materials, but if you need a full-blown landscape architectural plan, we'll need to come back.
This thing was not prepared by us, it was prepared by Fernie's Nursery, just to give an idea of what plants go where. It was never intended to be what it's actually going to look like as far as the entry to the building.
Yeah, this is a planting diagram is what it is.
It's a planting diagram.
Yeah. Right.
And by raising that point that I did about the plan, I'm not sure it's necessary.
We are skipping, if you want to leave the landscape rock item, and move on to fences and gates, we can, after that would be landscape.
Sure.
I know this is an overall issue.
Should I recap real quick what I'm hearing? Because we've been through three things. First of all, tables and furniture are fine, although you need something to put them on. What I heard was the coffee stand, the concept's fine, the commission's really not very interested in reviewing that. However, there is some desire to see some design detail on it and a suggestion or recommendation. The design actually contrasts a bit with the primary structure as opposed to trying to blend in with it. The third item regarding the paving area or the landscape plan generally is that the detailing or the details suggested is how the grade is going to be handled, the drainage areas. We have the planting diagram which shows bedding on whether or not there's going to be any retaining walls or raised areas to compensate for the grade and some additional detail and scale drawings on that. And then we had a recommendation also for a contrasting paver tone as opposed to like a charcoal gray as opposed to one that blends more, that the separation of the building is desirable. Does that jive so far? Okay.
One quick question, Roman. Maybe you can clarify for me. If they get into the issue of they're going to have to submit this for land use review if they get into the condition where they're installing catch basins.
Mm-hmm.
And this will have to go to the building department with actual grading plans. If you get into that situation where you're installing catch basins, then you are going to ultimately need to provide those level of plans.
We can't do this without a building permit.
Yeah, and that level of plan is going to be
required,
necessary at some point.
And soon.
Yeah, and so there's part of me that almost feels like.
Well, if they do the sand set pavers, they wouldn't necessarily have to do catch bases.
Yeah, and that's kind of the gray area.
Right.
As Kenneth said, kind of debating on what might be.
And I think maybe one thing from the commission here to help the application process along is that as they head into permit level drawings, any feedback the commission has, if there's some big issues that you think really need to be addressed, or if the concept has been illustrated or sketched out here, if there are things that are seem acceptable about it in concept. Then I think that'd be useful feedback. For instance, the tone of the pavers. I think we've had previous discussions about the amount of paving. Because the building permit submittals will require a certain level of plan detail before they invest in that plan detail to have guidance from this commission so that they can begin drafting those final documents. And then at that point, if there's additional review or what it is, we can bring it through here again. Now that everybody's discussed it thoroughly, so that would be my recommendation was just input that might influence or change the way those plans are drawn.
Okay, with that, have we finished the landscape rock to your satisfaction? Yes.
this is my first historical building, so I apologize for being so naive about what's going on here. Are we saying that we can submit for a building permit and negotiate, because we're talking to potential tenants and negotiating leases and stuff like that, trying to get some action downtown Seattle, or not downtown Tacoma. Are we in a situation with, for example, the issue we're talking about, where we've got to come back here again when you have another meeting with more
I'm
input?
Thinking most likely, because I this is my impression and what I'm hearing from the commission, that this is a conceptual review at this point.
Okay.
That when you get to a permit level documents, we would like to review them at that time.
And I think that we can talk further about this. When you begin your permit submittal process and you find out the requirements from the city in terms of that information, we can turn around and we can put that in front of the commission very quickly.
So we don't have to wait another 30 days or 60 days?
Right. Exactly.
No, not at all.
No, we'll do it much faster than that. Okay. Like, you know, a week, 2 weeks, depending on how you're...
Yeah.
And then Tony and I can work with the permitting plan staff down on the third floor, too, to make sure that when whatever comes before the commission is in the in a permittable form, meaning that once this commission has seen it, it's okay to issue, so that there's not going to be any back and forth on it.
Yeah. Does that jive with your understanding? Because this is at a conceptual level. It's not really at a review type level. So I think it should, our item should be conceptual review rather than design review. So. With that, I think we should move on to fences and gates. Any comments, questions there?
I couldn't find the sheet. Do I understand it's black?
Black.
Okay.
Black, right there.
Okay. And the letter says six foot. Even
yes.
Everything in here kind of shows taller than that, but you guys...
Originally, the idea was 7 feet at the on-site meeting.
Yeah.
The suggestion to drop it. Down. So our suggestion 6 feet at this point.
I want to thank you for making that effort to reduce the height.
So, of the two alternatives, which I think I think if you did just specialty gates, if you did the sort of alternative fence section, it has the outfacing top, what's called the guardian in the EFC heavy fence styles.
This one?
Yeah, if you look at the one, it's called the guardian on the bottom right-hand side of the page. That's more in keeping with the age of the building. So it could be the aristocrat as well. Would still be in keeping. And then if you wanted to do more design at the gates, that would make more sense. That's just a comment. That's not an absolute.
I tend to agree.
I think either one would look good, but my first inclination is that the guardian would look pretty scary.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it would look pretty scary, especially particularly if it's 7 feet tall.
I mean, this is
maybe
to
that's
the
point.
A forest.
Well,
I think it is a question.
Yeah. Well, the problem with those displaying out at a 6 foot height.
Right, because if you've got a 6 foot six person walking by.
Yeah. that might be. That might actually be a code issue.
Because it would have to be 6'8".
Right,
inside the park, inside the sidewalk, it would have to be 6'8".
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that may lend itself to.
Right, that would answer
that
question right there.
Sure. Just the fact that if these get too low,
yep.
Influences you on the sidewalk. So.
In terms of the architectural effect and compatibility on the property of the proposed fencing now. You know, are there any comments about that? And like the guardian style with the, you know, the bent top, or because I think that there's going to be some things the owner's needs for some site, you know, edges and control and security. Right. And then there's going to be some code dictated things too. So if we have any definite thoughts on the design approach from this commission, that would be really helpful. And another question I had is there's one that shows that is the custom work on the is that would that be a gate and then the rest of it would be the fence?
Yes.
So they go together then.
Yes.
These would be the gates.
Yes.
It looks like looking at this with initial drawing, it looks like the fence might be attached to some of the that's in the original stonework there right at the central entrance. I'm not wondering I'm trying to ask how the fencing works around the original stonework, if it's actually be attached or just stand independent of it.
Yeah,
that might just be an issue as far as penetration or
here on the steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just behind?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess, and that's the overall guidance as far as that penetration issue is when you start messing with, you start drilling into or attaching to the structure of the original building. Then I think we're more interested.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? We need to hurry along. Landscaping, do you want to go revisit that? We had a few earlier comments on to the effect that the landscape plan doesn't really reflect the actual site configuration. Any other issues? Any objections?
I think that probably at this point are you still landscaping? Am I moving jumping ahead?
No, I'm about to move on to something else if there are no comments on landscaping. Did you have comments that you wanted to make? Okay, I think that since I don't believe that lighting is necessarily an issue that we should be prescribing, I'd go on to the doors if you're of a mind.
Well, I'm wondering if we make these do we make the kind of the landscaping, furniture, paving, is that actually an actionable item if we're just doing a preliminary review of that? Is that something we need a motion for?
What I think the discussion is from what I'm hearing is we would give conceptual approval of those items, but we would like to see the final design for approval.
So I think, and if I understand, your intent is you would actually like to get moving on these doors. So I think what my suggestion would be is maybe we separate those and treat the doors as a separate kind of motion and or approval.
I believe that's probably a good idea.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's up to the commission. Whatever the commission's direction is, we'll work with them to keep moving. So,
like the clarity.
So,
yeah.
All right. With that, yes.
May I paraphrase or whatever it is you want to call it, make sure I understand and make sure we don't get some disagreements outside. All of the stuff outside the building out here, the landscaping, the pavers, the, all this other kind of stuff, conceptually you guys are all right. You don't like the colors, and I have a tendency to agree with you.
Right.
But we got a problem with the grade, which we haven't really addressed other than talking about it. And certainly we've done enough of this stuff, we're not going to just go in there and start digging without knowing what's underneath there. You know? So we go in at this point, so we're conceptually okay with this. We do everything we need to get a building permit, which is a lot more than this. Detail-wise, we submit it for building permit, and you guys will be able to say, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down within a week or two.
You'd actually have to get our approval before you got your building permit.
Yeah,
so
the submittals will go into the building.
But
that's
yeah.
correct.
But we want to, okay, so
you can
do
both at concurrently.
We would prepare the submission for the building permit, and that's what you really want to see.
Yes.
Exactly, yes.
And you can get to that within a week or two.
Yes.
Because we have a timing issue with tenants.
We understand, and we're trying to be
right.
sensitive to that.
Right.
And so that's why I believe you need conceptual approval so you can get working on your permit.
Right.
So with that... Let's talk about the doors, entrance doors, and the addition to the door on the north side.
Yeah, I have a question about why it's necessary to put another door on the north side of the building. There already is one in the center there.
The idea
on the A Street side?
No, on the side street.
No, it's not on the side street, it's on the, it's on A Street, but it's on the northeast corner.
So it's gonna actually enter and exit onto A Street?
A Street, correct.
Not on the side street?
Right.
I think that would help if we knew, if we could show exactly on the plan, like what window we're talking about.
Look at item G4.
For this north window.
And, yeah, there isn't a plus of an overall plan.
Okay.
There is.
I was also thinking related to these plans on the table.
Yeah, look at item G4, that'll tell you where it is. And that door is facing A Street.
Yeah, G4 shows the plan view. So it's facing A Street, but then there's a walk that will come out over the well. And then
drawing.
The G2 is the elevation that shows the new door. And then if you,
Ruben, the very top of G1 shows a full elevation
right,
and full
right,
scale
right
up above.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but then the individual, up across the top of that sheet
right
shows that full elevation.
Yeah.
For
it's
that
seen
reference,
on the,
big
on the right hand side.
Yeah.
So
it's a window.
Right here.
Yeah, I guess my question with that northern door that's proposed in the place of the window is there is, right now, there's a difference between the floor elevation and the grade elevation of 2, 3, maybe even 4 feet, based on the photos that we have. And this drawing sort of conveniently shows that existing kind of fencing wrapped around, but doesn't really address how you make that grade change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is there is
yep
real. So from that perspective, I'm not sure that we have enough information to necessarily really move on this northern door. Because there's some steps and some railing that's
right
going to be required there that we don't have any information.
It's a good 4 feet from grade
yeah
at that
you
level.
Can,
yeah.
In fact, the original packet that we had, there's this photo,
which is
at
least
shown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this door, and I mean, it's pretty evident. It's
yeah,
a great difference between, I mean, the base of that window is only up 18 inches or so off the floor,
yeah,
so I mean, there's still 2 or 3 feet that.
So the stairs would be either internal or external, and external, you'd have a landing plus 77 inches, so.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think there's a level of detail there that precludes us from moving on this northern door.
Again, I'm not sure why this door is necessary. What the purpose of the door would be?
Well, with the response in terms of potential restaurants that would like to be located on the north end of the building there, and if they're going to also be utilizing the outdoor area, it made some sense. We've got some other issues in context with the post office is going to be there for the foreseeable future. And so the idea is to try to provide, at the minimum, at least some emergency access as well as a functional utility of that door serving the outdoors.
So it would provide access after hours and things like that to a restaurant in,
yes,
inside the building? Am I correct that there never has been a door there in the past?
No, there has not.
But you don't have that tenant in place yet.
We were talking.
Is, I know on the plan view of that entrance there, it notes ADA, like there's an ADA power system there. Is that one? Is that an ADA access point then too for what would be the restaurant space?
Yeah, it would be.
Because if that's the case, you've got to have either an internal or external ramp.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an external ramp today on 11th to the 11th Street entrance.
Right.
So,
okay.
That's the only one you need.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't, and I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, you wouldn't need ADA
hardware on any of those doors along that face because none of them are accessible by a ramp.
That's right.
So so you wouldn't necessarily need that.
I think, the, other than, I think personally, the more exit you got in the building, probably sometimes the better off you are, especially if it's a big building, it's a pretty good size building. Okay. So there's some safety aspects to this deal. We understand the grade part of the deal. We have to address that. But the real purpose of the door, outside of just the safety part, or potential safety part, is that this opens up to this outside gardening kind of area with the stone terrace and all that kind of stuff. And we're talking about in this corner, the people that we've talked to, taking this corner of the building on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
And have a little restaurant, bakery sort of a, you know, upscale or Starbucks kind of a thing with some outdoor seating.
Sure, understood.
You know, and so we really need the outside entrance. We need to be able to access inside that space to outside, otherwise it doesn't work. We understand the grade problem.
Yeah, we're kind of in a conundrum because we don't have detail enough to actually act on it. You would either have to put the vertical conveyance on the inside or show us what it looks like on the outside.
Yeah, and I frankly think that would be, from my perspective, infeasible just simply
that's,
because it would
yeah.
take the sill of that door down so far into the kind of the other elements
right.
architecturally of that building that it would just
yeah. Or put the kitchen in the basement and use the well as a way up to the up to the plant, you know, up to the area. I mean, just have your serving area above and then use the well as your way up from the kitchen. That's more palatable, I think, for the facade of the building. That's just a suggestion. Well. We are about 17 minutes away from being kicked out of the the building. Yeah. So.
If we have
yeah.
priority on this meeting,
yeah.
John.
I guess where are we with the front three doors on A Street? The
front three doors.
Yeah, I editorialize on this for a minute before you. Okay. We spent a lot of time researching resources for this. Okay. I think when you know how much something costs, you have a little idea of the, you know, the quality of it. These are $17,000 a piece. Okay, this is how the building used to look. One of the problems we're going to have is you can't get a bunch of tenants in this building using that door. You really need the three. Number one, number two, the way that post office lease is currently operates. If you walk in this door, and I think most of you have been in that post office, you walk in this door off to the right. There's a line there standing up in the windows. Okay, it's off to the right of that single door. It's going to be in the front of that single door. Once, when they move, they're moving 50% roughly of their operation someplace else, and then we're going to, you know, they're going to downsize and they're going to give up a bunch of the space in that core. We're going to build a new wall and some new bathrooms and stuff inside for them. But we're going to have a real circulation problem. So not only does this, number one, this takes it back the way it was done in the first place, okay, because there were three doors there originally. And George has done a lot of work and other renovations and stuff like this with this metalworking guy down in Salem. He says it's the best. Okay, he's been doing business with him for many years. So it goes back to the original form. It's going to look great. It's going to look just like the original doors. We need it for circulation. And I've already made the down payment on it.
Well,
being made.
I don't think we have any problem.
I didn't realize.
As discussed in the ARC meeting, I don't think we have any problem with the three doors in the front. Right now, the only thing that we can't really, I don't believe we can act on, is the northeast door because there's not enough detail
mm-hmm.
for us. So, if you want to recap, you want me to recap?
If you want to give it a shot. Yeah.
Okay, this is what I understand. We can give conceptual approval with the comments that we have made already. The only actionable item that we have in front of us right now are the three doors in front of us. We need probably more detail on landscaping and how that is taken. As far as I understand, the fencing is is fine as far as we can tell in either of the configurations that have been presented. Paving and an actual landscape plan is required. The mobile coffee stand would need to be actually mobile.
I don't know that necessarily has to be. It doesn't have to be mobile.
It doesn't have to.
But we need to clarify,
right?
That and if it's more permanent, I think we made the commentary that it actually should stand off of the building versus.
And they need to show enough detail as to how to handle services at the building.
Yeah.
And showing no attachments.
But I understood that was going to be building
penetration.
Yeah,
right.
That's just part of the
summary.
Yeah, just part of the summary comments for trying to get this moving.
Lighting is not an actual item. So, and tables, chairs, and umbrellas we're fine with because they're movable items. Please correct me if I left anything out. Commissioner House.
Good with all that. I just eventually get to the doors. I have an issue.
Okay. With the door, the three double doors at the front, are those only 5 foot wide openings? Did we determine that? That's a building permit issue. Let's not even get into there. That. Yeah.
Right.
The northeast door, we don't have enough detail to really deal with right now. So those are the items that are before us. So in our motion, we need to give conceptual approval to mobile coffee stand, tables, chairs, umbrellas, landscape rock, and landscape plan with comments forwarded, fences and gates, landscaping, and lighting is not an issue. We can give full approval to the main entrance, but we would need further detail on the northeast entrance. So,
could I suggest, or could I just move everything you said except the doors as one motion?
Yes.
Motion.
Yes.
I move everything related to landscaping that you just said.
Okay.
Basically. The conceptual, excluding doors. To make that, and then that would be a second motion.
Understood. All right. The motion is to give conceptual approval to items 1, coffee stand, items 2, table, chairs, umbrellas, item 3, landscape rock with details, fences, gates, landscaping. And this will be our motion, inclusive of the comments that have been made here today. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion on the motion?
You did add inclusive of the comments we made today, but I'd just like to say again, I want more information on that retaining wall and the grading. That was just one thing that you didn't specifically.
All right, to take it into advisement and no other comments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. All right, motion passes for conceptual approval. Second motion before us concerns the doors. What I've heard is we could give approval to the three main entrance doors. We suggest at the time that the applicant comes back that we have sufficient detail on the northeast door at that time.
I agree with that, with one exception. I totally agree, three doors. I also agree more detail on the north door. But the only thing I'm concerned about, and I'm hearing really good information about the format of the three doors, but we've got one plan that shows one thing, kind of a solid piece of glass. Another plan that shows with the color. I mean, both look good. But
I think we have like an alternate. Is that correct? Like we have a
it's kind of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
This
finished aluminum, and then
or a brass door.
Well, they're both, they're both aluminum.
They're both aluminum ones with the brass finish.
Yeah, the original plan, which is the first plan that shows the three doors in brass, is aluminum with a brass finish, and then the one the architect came back with was the Pueblo tan. And in both cases, there was an attempt to try to determine which is most compatible with the existing plan, and then also with where the board stands in terms of the colors.
Sounds like if you made a down payment on something, you must know what you're buying.
They haven't painted it yet.
Okay.
But what about the style? This style is much more compatible to the drawings than this one. This is much more of a modern style. So, we don't, again, we're not sure what we're voting on.
Well, since we don't even have a motion yet, so...
I mean, I'm saying if you want, if you're suggesting you take a motion on the staff, that would be...
Okay, Commissioner Sandell, do you want to go farther on this?
I would like to have a clarification of what the doors that they're proposing look like.
The last plan that we received from the architect working with the manufacturer is this, these plan drawings from the back.
So it's not this?
No.
Is that to show color?
Yeah.
Primarily?
Right.
That was the idea.
So what's shown in drawing G5?
Door and R. Color.
G5, right.
G5.
Maybe I'd be influenced by that plan because then I want that one. This is possibly quite suitable. I may just be seeing that piece. It sounds like a suitable door.
Actually, I don't have any problem with the new doors, even though I know they do look more modern, and hopefully the hardware would not be your extruded curved aluminum type.
Not for $17,000 a door.
Yes, I know. I priced them out on other projects. Do you have an objection with the new doors?
I'd like them to look closer to the original. Just bring the bottom style up. Can't you do that? No.
You're suggesting the splash rail on the bottom.
Yes.
Know, is wider.
Yeah.
Yes.
The kick rail on
the
bottom.
Yeah. And then the door. Color drawing here shows double push bars.
And they have panic hardware on them.
Make sure that north side and that door that's there now.
Yeah, we'll come to one of these again. We'll some files. So we don't have a picture.
This is only 9.5 inches.
No. Is there? How about that stuff that's submitted there?
Not.
We don't have any. We don't have a picture of the A Street sign as is.
Oh, on the A Street, yes. Sir.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Can we pull it up on there and see what the door looks like right now? I think they're talking about replacing it to look like they do now.
No,
on the original 1990 plan.
Commissioner Sandell, would you accept the details actually worked out through administrative review?
Yes.
Wire.
So,
I'm hearing there is the configuration.
Yeah, this is
1930.
That's a 30.
Yeah.
The rail dimension being thickened, and then traditional hardware like push bar.
Yes.
And you can accommodate modern panic hardware in that, or on the inside of the building or whatever. So, if that's the case, we can certainly work with the applicant for that if the commission feels comfortable doing that.
With that, would a commissioner like to entertain a motion?
I move that we approve the alteration to the Federal Post Office building to install the three doors as originally drawn in the building, with the modification to the detail that the bottom door sill is increased to a closer proportion to the original, and that the hardware is again trying to match a more original look.
Would you also address the northeast door as...
Oh. And at this point, we will not address the northeast door until we have additional information. Detail.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Do we address administrative review at all? Are we okay?
If that's the will of the commission, you can just subject the final final spec to the administrative review process, so it doesn't have to return to the commission.
All right. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. All right. Motion passes.
So we're so the conceptual approval.
May I ask a procedural question for us?
Sure.
If these things are already built this way, and beyond sort of you've got to tear them up, start over again, can we go to this, or do we need to have a discussion? The only thing we're really talking about is this site, this part of the site, with any kind of hardware.
Right. If they're built already, we can discuss that. I mean,
okay, just call up. Say
yeah.
Help.
Yes.
Okay.
Call immediately.
And then the other thing, we have Tony and I both have extensive notes on the discussion that happened here, and I think that the conceptual approval, you probably have the same similar set of notes that we have, so we'll be in contact about that and about the permit submittal and just getting the final approvals through on this process. And we'll have a formal written letter on the doors in the next couple of days for you, but we'll obviously be in contact. So.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we need to wrap it up. I have...
Oh, they will be. Yeah.
Those are great.
That's
the end of item three.
Yeah, the original things like that on the MMR.
Chair has no comments. Staff has no comments. Any comments from commissioners? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you.